This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Production on at least a half dozen TV sitcoms has been stopped, an early result of the writer's strike that began Monday. Other shows are expected to follow, shutting down when they run out of scripts. There is a lot of uncertainty about this, though, in part because it's the first time Hollywood writers have walked off the job in a generation.
Still, since the very beginning of the movie industry, writers have often found themselves the butt of entertainment industry jokes. The classic gag, Alex, you know this one. It's about the ingenue. She was so dumb that she slept with the writer.
Okay, we sent our show ingenue, that would be senior producer Steve Proffitt, over to the Sony lot. We figured this is a good place for the writers to try out their jokes.
Jokes about writers.
Yes.
There are millions of them.
Yes.
And generally, the writer doesn't come out looking very good in these jokes.
No.
So can you think of one?
Can I think of a joke about a writer?
Yeah. Boy, it's so hard. You know how it's so hard to do when, you know.
It's on demand. It's when you're on the spot.
Yeah, when it's in the flow of things. You go, oh, I got, you know.
And there's the whole light bulb.
Yeah, there's the whole, there's how many producers does it take to screw to change a light bulb? Does it have to be a light bulb?
That's right. And there's, how many Teamsters does it take to change a light bulb? 37.
You got a problem with that?
Those are writers John Sherman, Steve Scrovan, and a woman who just would not give me her name. Once they got warmed up, they had lots of gags. Steve Scrovan, a veteran of Everybody Loves Raymond, had one about an impresario who dies. When he gets to the pearly gates, St. Peter welcomes him and says, "Great, God wants to put on a show." The producer complains, "Come on, that was all I did when I was alive." As Steve Scrovan tells it, St. Peter then explains that Shakespeare is writing the script.
Shakespeare writing the script? Really? Yeah, we got Picasso painting the sets. We got Frank Lloyd Wright building the sets. The producer's going, "Wow, this is pretty amazing." He says, "Yeah, who's going to be the star?" She goes, "Well, here's the thing. God has this girlfriend."
Around the corner and up the block, I heard the exact same joke from writer Tim Hobart, who was marching with his colleague DJ Nash. In spite of the strike, they seem to be having some fun.
We just saved a bird.
You did?
Caught in a...
We saved a pigeon.
Yeah.
The pigeon caught in the bars of a studio window.
Yeah.
It couldn't be more ironic to what we're going through. This pigeon flailing for its life. All he wants is 4 cents for DVDs.
We saved it. Before we go, let's take a shot at musicians.
Yeah.
How do you get a bass player off your porch?
I don't know.
You pay for the pizza.
Writers Tim Hobart and DJ Nash, who until Monday worked on the Fox TV show Till Death. Make no mistake, all these writers are serious about what they're doing, but for now at least they can approach it with humor. And then there's the one about the writer who comes home to find his house burned to the ground. A fireman says, "You know, buddy, it's even worse than it looks. Your agent came to your house, he murdered your wife and kids, he even killed your dog, then torched the place." And the writer goes,
"My agent came to my house?"
Steve Proffitt, NPR News.